As illustrated in RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, AIDS and AZT was Fauci's first official go at state-sponsored depopulation. Celia Farber writes that Peter Staley is the most iconic AIDS activist in the world, and that he was the guy who made AZT happen. The well-hyped media story goes something like this. Young gay activist Peter Staley came out as a homosexual in 1985 and inspired his older brother, Jess Staley, to join him in the fight against AIDS, which for them meant demanding more drugs, faster drugs, and cheaper drugs from Big Pharma. While posing as the voice of the downtrodden LGBTQ consumer, with the almighty support of the mainstream media behind them, the two brothers demanded that Big Pharma put speed ahead of safety and efficacy. This campaign directly resulted in the rapid FDA approval of AZT in 1989. Big profits were made, shortcuts were taken, and AZT killed thousands. Jess Staley worked for JP Morgan Chase and became a pioneer of woke LGBTQ banking. And after 30 years at JP Morgan and 9 years as CEO of Barclays Bank in the UK, he resigned last year after an investigation into his ties with Jeffrey Epstein was launched as part of a US Virgin Islands lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, JP Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid, and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at JP Morgan. Jess Staley exchanged several hundreds of emails with Jeffrey Epstein, some of them coded like the infamous Pizzagate emails. Staley to Epstein, say hi to Snow White for me. Epstein to Staley, what character would you like next? Staley, Beauty and the Beast. Jess Staley is accused of forcibly and violently raping one of the victims and is said to have told her that Jeffrey Epstein authorized him to do whatever he wanted to her. Jess Staley was set to take over for Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who some believe will be charged with criminal conspiracy for his service to Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking operations. A New York federal judge threatened JP Morgan Chase with contempt of court if it does not speed up in producing evidence related to Jeffrey Epstein. Jamie Dimon is scheduled to be questioned under oath later this month on his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Throwing gas on the fire, 19 Republican states just accused JP Morgan of closing bank accounts on political or religious grounds. In a letter to CEO Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Bank is accused of canceling major organizations' checking accounts and then screening them with questions focused on religion and politics before reinstating them. The Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, and it holds no reserves. It is a private bank owned by its member banks, and overall owned by the same big banks deemed too big to fail, like JP Morgan Chase. So when the CBDCs come to supposedly save the day, remember that these banks are run by child rapists and human traffickers. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.